at WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning, it's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The top election official for the city of Milwaukee sat down with federal prosecutors investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Claire Woodall Vogue confirmed she was interviewed by the special counsel probe looking into former President Donald Trump's actions surrounding the state's 2020 election results. Business and education leaders are embracing diversity efforts even as elected Republicans move to defund them. Tim Sheehy is the president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. He says diversity efforts, otherwise known as DEI, are not a fad. He says they're crucial to solving Wisconsin's workforce shortage.
We are not going to fill those jobs with the white population. It's not growing fast enough. So if that's what your workforce looks like, in the future it's going to look much differently. So how do we make sure that workplace is attractive to black, brown, and other people who are coming into the workforce in a much greater stead than they had been in the past?
She was on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. He says Republicans should let business groups and the University of Wisconsin system address DEI as they see fit. A new Lifeline program shattered expectations for the first year. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles with more.
The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline launched July 16, 2022. In its first year, the program fielded over 72,000 calls, around 10,000 text messages, and about 9,000 online chats. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Crisis Service Coordinator, that's up from around 35 to 40,000 calls per year. Previously, the Lifeline was a 10-digit number. The change came from a bipartisan effort led by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Officials say 98% of calls to 988 were resolved through conversation, leading to less pressure on emergency services around the state.
A boy from northern Wisconsin is saving several people's lives even after his own death. Terry Bell reports.
The family of 16-year-old Michael Schulz is donating his organs to at least seven other people, including his own mother. Michael died after an accident at a sawmill in Florence, where he worked in northern Wisconsin, in June. His father tells Channel 2 in Green Bay that Michael's liver was an exact match with his mother, who needs a transplant. Michael appears to have been doing work allowed by Wisconsin child labor laws when he was fatally injured. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Harley-Davidson celebrates its 120th anniversary this month, and tens of thousands of motorcyclists and concertgoers attended Harley Fest over the weekend. The four-day festival took place in Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. One person is dead after law enforcement tried to arrest them on Friday afternoon in Barron. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the person was driving a vehicle trying to avoid being arrested when they crashed into another vehicle. When officers got to the vehicle, the person was dead in the vehicle with a gunshot wound. A gun was found inside of the vehicle. No one from the Barron County Sheriff's Office or Barron Police Department fired their weapons or was hurt. The Department of Justice is investigating. Officials are still counting the totals, but organizers of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair say this year had record attendance. That's thanks in part to sellout shows for Nelly and Styx over the weekend, which brought in the highest single-day totals in the fair's history. The previous record was about 114,000. And the Wisconsin DNR is looking for help in finding stolen trout. The DNR said in a tweet that someone took rare brood brown trout from the St. Croix Falls State Fish Hatchery on June 19th. Anyone with information should call 1-800-TIP-WDNR. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers sweep the Reds. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers won three in a row over the weekend in Cincinnati, beating the Reds yesterday at Great American Ballpark. Top of the eighth, tied 3-3. The call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio towards right field. It is down in front of Fraley. Here comes Taylor. The throw, not in time. Monasterio to second, and the Brewers have the lead.
So the Brewers get the win, 4-3. Relief pitcher Hobie Milner earning the win.
Their offense has been like they've been one of the best offenses in baseball in the past. So it's good to see us come in and shut them down and kind of like slow their roll.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
You know, we went for Hobie, and we had just to get all three out and to have a crisp inning there was really impressive, and just, you know, extends a string of just great performances from the guys down there. So Hobie did a heck of a job with it.
So the Brewers now back on top of the NL Central with a 2-game lead over the Reds. They open a series tomorrow in Philadelphia against the Phillies. And the Brewers' Rowdy Tellez out for 4 weeks now following surgery. Counsell says that Tellez was going half speed, shagging balls in center field during batting practice when he got his left ring finger caught in the wall padding, pulling a fingernail off, suffering a slight bone fracture, 17 stitches. NBA, the Bucks losing their final three games of the Summer League with a 92-84 loss to the Kings. But rookie Chris Livingston with another good showing, 22 points, 2 assists. Golf, Steve Stricker wins the Kolek Championship at Firestone in Akron, Ohio by 3 strokes. It's Stricker's 3rd majors win this year on the PGA Champions Tour. Aaron Rodgers at the American Century Championship Golf Tournament at Lake Tahoe, Nevada, was asked about the New York Jets being featured on this summer's HBO's Hard Knocks.
One of the only things I like about Hard Knocks is the voice of God who narrates it. Liv, I hope I get to meet him. You know, I understand the appeal with us. Obviously, there's a lot of eyes on me, a lot of eyes on our team, a lot of expectations for our squad. So they forced it down our throats, and we got to deal with it.
That's Aaron Rodgers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Almost 7 minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Monday morning. It's the 10th day of July. Yeah, good morning to you. I'm Stu Daniels. Hope you're having a good day so far. I'm here with my producer, Aaron. And we got a lot of topics we want to discuss today. Aaron, my man, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well this morning. Had a nice weekend. It was my niece's 5th birthday.
Hey, say that again. You went to your niece's 5th birthday. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was a good time.
All right. And did she have a good time?
Yes, definitely. And she's at the age now where she's going to start actually remembering these things.
Right.
Like, for example, one of the things that she got as a gift was a necklace that she picked out a few months ago. And when she opened it up, my mom, so her grandma, was like, "Hey, do you remember that?" And she said, "Yeah, I picked this one out." And I feel like even a year ago, she might not have remembered that so clearly.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. And that's cool that she got that necklace that she picked out a few months ago. I bet she was surprised. Well, that's good news. You had a good weekend. Hey, you know anything about mayflies? You ever heard of mayflies?
Just the bug?
Yeah, mayflies, the bug.
I've heard about it, but I don't know a ton about them.
Yeah, they come in swarms, man. Sometimes they're so thick, they cause car accidents and stuff, especially if you're close to the Mississippi River. Well, there may be some... I guess I should say there's a new study out about the mayflies and how they may be not as prevalent as they used to be. And that may cause, I should say, that may suggest that there are issues with the Mississippi River. And there are scientists who need the help of the public with that. So we'll be discussing that today. Also taking a look outside, should be another nice summer day. Depending on where you are, you might see a little rain later in the day, but it's still going to be pretty warm. La Crosse, sunshine today, highs in the low 90s. Richland Center, also sunshine with highs in the low 90s. In Eau Claire, sunny and breezy, high around 93 degrees, but a slight chance of rain after 5 p.m. Also up in Hayward, sunny and breezy, high of around 82. The slight chance of rain after about 3 p.m. is what they're saying. Hey, in sports, the Brewers held on to beat the Reds yesterday, 1-0. Final game before the All-Star break. The Crew are still one game behind the Red Hot Reds in the Central Division. And the next game for the Brewers is Friday after the All-Star break, and they'll start another three-game series against the Reds, this time in Cincinnati, the Queen City, as they call it. And in the headlines today, a new study shows that forever chemicals may be in the tap water, 45% of U.S. households, and almost that percentage in Wisconsin. Another new study found that persistent bacteria problems at beaches around the Great Lakes and elsewhere around the U.S. I should say there are persistent bacteria problems at beaches around the Great Lakes and elsewhere. Also, scientists, this is what we were talking about a minute ago with the mayflies. Scientists need your help to track the population of mayflies along the Mississippi River. And Congressman Derek Van Orden has a new Democratic challenger in next year's congressional race. So we'll discuss that as well. One of the most significant stories is this information about the forever chemicals, and that could affect a lot of us. And this is something that we should all take seriously. These chemicals are becoming pervasive, and they are, in addition to being found in water, they're also found in the blood of a lot of people. So this new study suggests that these PFAS, the forever chemicals, could be in 45% of U.S. tap water. And that is a figure that tracks closely with Wisconsin findings. I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And the subheadline says the findings closely track those of a Journal Sentinel investigation in Wisconsin. And this story was just posted a couple of hours ago. And it says nearly half of U.S. households could have some sort of forever chemical contaminants in their tap water. This is according to a new study from the United States Geological Survey that closely tracks the findings of a Journal Sentinel investigation here in Wisconsin. The study estimated that 45% of tap water in the country contains one or more of these PFAS or forever chemicals. It says here, last summer, the Journal Sentinel collected and analyzed tap water from 40 Wisconsin communities, and about 40% of the samples had detectable levels of at least one type of PFA. And it says 30% of the samples above the very low health action limits recommended by the Environmental Protection Agency last year. Okay. For the survey, 716 tap water samples were collected and analyzed from across the United States, representing areas with high, medium, and low-level impacts from humans, according to the study. The low category included protected lands. The medium category included residential and rural areas with no known PFA sources. And the high category included urban areas and locations with reported PFA sources, such as industry or waste sites. Says here, for the most part, the PFAs were detected in urban areas and potential PFA sources. Scientists estimate that the probability of PFAs not being found in tap water is about 75% in rural areas and around 25% in urban areas. In Wisconsin, the survey tested 8 sites, 3 private wells, and 5 public drinking water systems. All of them had detections of the forever chemicals above the federal recommendations of 4 parts per trillion, but below the state's regulation of 70 parts per trillion. Why does the state of Wisconsin have such a higher threshold? That's a question I would ask immediately. The story goes on and says the survey didn't list locations where the samples were collected because they came from individual households, but the data still helps to give an idea of how widespread the issue could be, said Kelly Smalling, a USGS research hydrogeologist and one of the authors of the study. The study also provides more insight into the impact on private wells, Smalling said, which hasn't been looked at as much as public water systems. Concentrations and compounds found in private wells were similar to what was found in the systems, she said. Quote, in areas where maybe we don't have information on private wells, people could actually look to their public supplies and see what the PFA risks of exposure in public supply is to kind of get a better understanding of what may be going on in their private wells, she said. It's definitely not going to be a one-to-one relationship, but I think it starts to give private well users a little more information than they had a couple of weeks ago, end quote. PFAs, or per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are a family of man-made chemicals used for their water and stain-resistant qualities in products like clothing, carpet, non-stick cookware, packaging, and firefighting foam. It says here the family of chemicals includes 5,000 compounds which are persistent, remaining both in the environment and the human body over time. The chemicals have been linked to types of kidney and testicular cancers, lower birth weights, harm to immune and reproductive systems, altered hormone regulation, and altered thyroid hormones. The chemicals enter the human body largely through drinking water. These chemicals, the forever chemicals, also known as the PFAs, have been found across the state in communities like La Crosse, Marinette, Peshtigo, Milwaukee, Madison, Rib Mountain, the town of Stella, Rhinelander, and Eau Claire. As the number of contaminations grew across the state, regulators worked to create regulations which went into effect last year, setting the 70 parts per trillion standard for drinking water. The federal government's regulation of 4 parts per trillion will likely go through months, if not years, of evaluation before it's enacted into any type of law. The state doesn't have regulations for groundwater, but the Department of Natural Resources this year began the 3-year rulemaking process to establish those. In Wisconsin, about 1 million households rely on private wells, or about 30% of the state's population. In the meantime, the small data set from the USGS could help regulators make more informed decisions at the state and local level. Steve Elmore, the drinking water and groundwater program director for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, said that having data like this is only going to help form better regulations to protect people. Quote, having more information about the distribution of PFAs in drinking water across Wisconsin and the nation, whether from a public water system or a private well, is critical for developing sound policy for protecting all Wisconsinites from PFA exposure. Without understanding where water is PFA impacted, we cannot take steps to efficiently address its contamination. Water matters. There's nothing more important than fresh, clean drinking water. Human body can't go for more than a couple of days without water. Let's take a break. Stick around. It'll be a quick one. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
This is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy today with a high of 73. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 80 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Daytime highs approaching 83 Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers 77 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Minutes after 8 o'clock right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Some areas of our listening area may receive some rain later today. Should be sunny and breezy throughout most of the day, but Eau Claire does have a chance of rain after about 5 p.m. Up in Hayward, a chance of rain after about 3 p.m. Right now in La Crosse, it is 70 degrees. Richland Center has 71 degrees. And welcome back to the program. Stu Daniels here. Just before the break, we were discussing water, drinking water, and the fact that PFAS, those forever chemicals, now are being found in about 45% of the drinking water sources around the United States. Nothing more important than safe, clean drinking water. And speaking of water, another headline in the news today is the fact that another study has found persistent bacteria problems at beaches, and not only around the Great Lakes, but also around the entire United States. Lots of water headlines in the news today. I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, just posted a couple of hours ago about this new study. It says
Study finds persistent bacteria problems at U.S. Great Lakes beaches. We answer six key questions. Are the beaches safe? Can you go in the water? Is it safe to hang out at the beach? The story starts out by saying going to the beach to soak up the sun and water is a hallmark of summers in the Great Lakes region. But according to a new study, your beach time is likely getting cut short by fecal bacteria. Oh, man. A study from Environment America found persistent problems with bacteria pollution along U.S. and Great Lakes coastlines. Last year, there were more than 8,700 health warnings or closures at beaches along the nation's coastal beaches, interrupting one out of every 12 swimming days. And across the Great Lakes, 63% of beaches tested were considered unsafe to swim in for at least one day. The nationwide average was 55%. So where do these fecal bacteria come from? How does Wisconsin fare compared to the other Great Lakes states? And how many beach closures have there been in 2023 so far? Here are the answers to six questions. The first one, where does beach pollution come from? It says swimming in water contaminated with fecal bacteria is a health hazard, potentially leading to gastrointestinal illness, respiratory disease, ear infections, eye infections, and skin rash. Bacteria pollution comes from stormwater runoff, sewage overflows, and manure from industrial livestock production. In rural areas, factory farms can lead to fecal pollution from livestock production entering waterways. And I'll just interject here that is the reason we want to limit how big a factory farm can be. You know, here in Wisconsin, we've seen in state legislation that one party wants to allow these factory farms to be huge, massive productions, while the other party wants to set some limits. Do I have to tell you which party is which? It says here that in urban areas, sprawling development is creating more impervious surfaces like parking lots and roads that increase runoff during heavy rains. Outdated and deteriorating sewage systems like combined sewers also are a problem because raw sewage can lead to more bacteria entering the water. Milwaukee has a combined sewer system that combines stormwater and sewage into a single pipe. Heavy rain events can lead to overflows where untreated sewage is discharged into nearby waterways that lead to Lake Michigan. There were two major overflows in the last year during historic rainfall events in February this year and last September. By federal law, Milwaukee's sewage district is allowed six overflows per year. Clean water is important. We'll get to some more of this story in just a minute. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rocka, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, it's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo,
this summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. Russia claims it's been hit by Ukrainian terror attack. A key bridge connecting Crimea to Russia's mainland blown up by underwater drones. A husband and wife were killed, their daughter injured. The same bridge was damaged by a truck bomb last fall. Hot weather alerts across the country. ABC's Rhiannon and Allie.
More than 80 million Americans from Washington State to Florida remain under heat alerts. Phoenix, Arizona, seeing temperatures over 110 degrees for more than 2 weeks. El Paso, Texas, now has seen more than 30 consecutive days of temperatures above 100 degrees. And those triple-digit highs could last for another week. Rhiannon Alley, ABC News, New York.
Singer Elton John has been called as a defense witness to help actor Kevin Spacey in his trial against multiple alleged sex assaults involving men. 63-year-old Spacey has pleaded not guilty to 12 charges related to encounters between 2001 and 2013. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. One person is dead after law enforcement tried to arrest them on Friday afternoon in Barrett. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the person was driving a vehicle trying to avoid being arrested when they crashed into another vehicle. When officers got to the vehicle, the person was dead in the vehicle with a gunshot wound. A gun was found inside of the vehicle. No one from the Barron County Sheriff's Office or Barron Police Department fired their weapons or was hurt. The Department of Justice is investigating. Officials are still counting the totals, but organizers of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair say this year had record attendance. That's thanks in part to sellout shows for Nelly and Styx over the weekend, which brought in the highest single-day totals in the fair's history. The previous record was about 114,000. And the Wisconsin DNR is looking for help in finding stolen trout. The DNR said in a tweet that someone took rare brood brown trout from the St. Croix Falls State Fish Hatchery on June 19th. Anyone with information should call 1-800-TIP-WDNR. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In twilight glow, I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Oh yes, Willie Nelson on a Monday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hope you're having a good day so far. If you have If you have anything to add concerning the topics that we're discussing today, feel free to call in. We'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Today, we are discussing, at least so far, scientific issues like water, how important water is. We were talking about drinking water earlier, the fact that forever chemicals being found now in about 45% of U.S. drinking water and about 40% of Wisconsin drinking water. And just before the break here, we were discussing the fact that bacteria is being found at the beaches, not only around the Great Lakes, but all across the United States. And this bacteria, hope you're not eating breakfast right now, but it's fecal bacteria. So it'll make you sick, and it's pretty prevalent. Just before the break, we were discussing a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that's breaking down this information found in this new study. So we're to the part here where they ask, how does Wisconsin compare to the other Great Lakes states? Across Wisconsin's Great Lakes shorelines, 67% of beaches were unsafe for at least one day last summer, according to this new study. The state fell in the middle compared to the other Great Lakes states, the other seven Great Lakes states. It says Lake Erie beaches fared the worst. All of the beaches tested in Pennsylvania, and 96% of the beaches in Ohio had at least one unsafe swimming day last year. Lake Michigan shorelines in Illinois and Indiana also had high percentages, with 95 and 83% respectively. Along New York's Lake Ontario shoreline, 58% of testing days had unsafe bacteria levels. Minnesota and Michigan had the lowest percentages, with 34 and 43% respectively. So what beaches were the most unsafe to swim in Wisconsin? The study looked at 113 beaches in Wisconsin along the shores of Lakes Superior and Michigan. Kewaunee County had the highest percentage of days unsafe for swimming compared to any other county in the state. As for specific beaches, unsafe levels of fecal bacteria were found 27 days last summer at Milwaukee County's South Shore Beach, more than any other in the state. And other notable beaches with a high percentage of unsafe swimming days included Fisher Park in Manitowoc County with 44%, Otumba Park Beach in Door County, 46%, Crescent Beach in Kewaunee County had 40%, and Lakefront Park Beach in Manitowoc County with 39%. And so what's going on this year? Have you been to the beaches yet this year in Wisconsin? Now that we are past the 4th of July, I know a lot of family is going to be heading out to the beaches for vacation or even just a few days. The story from the Journal Sentinel says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources monitors 108 Great Lake beaches from Memorial Day to Labor Day weekends. And since the start of the season, 15 beaches have closed at some point due to high bacteria levels as of July 6th, according to the DNR. So far, all closures have been along Lake Michigan shorelines. There have also been 36 beach advisories, meaning swim at your own risk. All but one in Bayfield County have been on Lake Michigan. So how do you prevent beach pollution? Protecting and restoring wetlands will ensure that they can continue to absorb floodwaters and filter out pollutants before they enter larger waterways like the Great Lakes. Wisconsin has already lost the vast majority of its wetlands, but has strict protections for the ones that remain. But a recent Supreme Court decision dialed back protections, so wetlands across the Great Lakes may be at risk. Building green infrastructure like rain barrels, permeable pavement, and green space in cities can help soak up rainfall during heavy rain events, leading to less runoff. Milwaukee's sewage district is working on projects to restore habitat along waterways and create more green infrastructure that helps soak up more rainfall, encouraging rotational grazing, enacting moratoriums on industrial livestock farms, and creating policies to stop manure from flowing into waterways can help prevent beach closures in rural areas. So if you want to learn more about beach closures in Wisconsin, current beach advisories and closures are listed on the DNR website. You can get that information there. Water conditions can change quickly, so the DNR suggests paying attention to posted signs at local beaches for the most up-to-date information. More detailed information on water quality, testing, and beach closings from previous seasons can be found on the EPA's Beach Advisory website. So if you are heading out to the beach, you might want to check those websites, the EPA website, Beach Advisory website, also the DNR website. And it sounds like the best thing to do is check for signs, check for information when you get to the beach. So we've been discussing a lot of water issues today. And in addition to drinking water and the water found at the beach, another issue is this story I was seeing about the mayflies in Wisconsin, especially, of course, along Lake Michigan. Have you noticed anything about the mayflies this year? Are they worse than before? Are they any different? Well, this story here, I just saw, it looks like scientists are asking for your help tracking what's going on with the mayflies. And the reason is because it gives us some indication as to what's going on in the Mississippi River. And as we've found out so far today, the health of our water systems can really affect the health of our people. This story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a headline that says, "See mayflies on the Mississippi? This citizen science program wants your help tracking them." And this was posted just a few days ago, July 6th, and it says on July 4th of 2015, crowds gathered in downtown La Crosse to watch the fireworks, but it wasn't long before they were confronted with something else soaring through the sky that night. Thousands of mayflies that had spent the past year buried in the sand at the bottom of the Mississippi River rose en masse from the water, drifting on the southbound wind and heading toward the unsuspecting public on shore. Before long, the winged insects had coated the edge of the city, clinging to cars, street lamps, and gas pumps, an almost biblical scene. Here's a quote. It says, "The whole downtown was overcome," said Dan Baumgart, science and operations officer for the National Weather Service's office in La Crosse. Though the timing was a surprise, the phenomenon was not. Each summer along the upper Mississippi River, burrowing mayflies emerge, mate, and die within roughly 48 hours, a fleeting life cycle that somehow still leaves room for them to cause problems. Municipalities sometimes have to use snow plows to clear mayfly carcasses. In 2014, local authorities blamed a three-car crash near Red Wing, Minnesota, on a mayfly emergence that reduced visibility and made the roads slippery. And despite the consequences, their presence is actually a good thing. The insects, these mayflies, need clean water to survive. So a bumper crop means the river they came from is relatively healthy. That's why a recent study that found a significant decline in mayfly abundance over the past several years has raised concern about the river and its food chain, to which mayflies are essential. Because they hold such critical insights into water quality, and because their surprise emergence can be messy and unpleasant, scientists are interested in predicting the timing of the mayflies, but they need the public's help in doing so. They're hoping to beef up participation in a Citizen Science campaign, which a Wisconsin researcher originated to help find some answers and to encourage people to get out more and observe the natural world, which is always a good thing. So it says here, mayflies are canaries in the ecological coal mine. Prior to the passage of the Clean Water Act back in 1972, many of America's waterways were polluted, and mass mayfly emergences largely disappeared from the upper Mississippi. Agricultural and urban runoff into the river depleted oxygen that the insects needed to survive. Gradually, cleanup and conservation efforts brought burrowing mayflies back to yet again descend annually onto river towns. Now, some data shows that could be changing again. Researchers from Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Virginia Tech universities used weather radar to track the scale of mayfly emergences over the upper Mississippi River and Lake Erie over the past, or I should say over the last decade. Their results, published in a 2020 paper, showed a 52% decline in burrowing mayfly abundance on the river between 2012 and 2019. Quote, if these population trends continue, persistent environmental changes could threaten to once more extirpate burrowing mayflies from North America's largest waterways, making this ephemeral spectacle and its vital ecological functions a thing of the past, researchers wrote. Since mayflies are the food source of many fish and birds on the river, declines also could spell trouble for the river's food chain. Researchers are looking for your help in this. In a 1961 article in the Winona Daily News, Calvin Fleming, a Winona State University professor well known for his mayfly research, wrote that much was still unknown about the arrival of the cussed and disgust creatures. Quote, what force coordinates this mass activity, which encompasses 500 miles of river? Is it water temperature, river stage, or possibly phase of the moon? At the present time, we are able to predict only approximately when an emergence will occur. So if you want to help out getting information to the scientists about the mayflies, we'll give you that information right after we take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer just around the corner. Make sure to enjoy it at Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Go to AmoryTheater.com to see all the current movie showings and to rent out the theater. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar, open Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Thursday to Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy today with a high of 73. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 80 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Daytime highs approaching 83 Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers 77 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
Music fans may notice mentions some of the past musical greats, Emmylou Harris and Graham Parsons, also June Carter and Johnny Cash, a couple of the big musical couples from days gone by. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hope you're having a good day so far. And we've been discussing scientific issues today, mainly water stuff, things found in our drinking water, and stuff found at the beaches around Wisconsin and across the country. And also the mayflies coming off the Mississippi River and the fact that you, if you so choose, could be a citizen scientist helping out the real scientists try to figure out what's going on with the mayflies coming out of the Mississippi River. And just before the break, we were discussing this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that tells us how we could become citizen scientists and help out the mayfly information tracking of mayfly emergences along the Mississippi River. And we got to the point here where it says the National Weather Service's La Crosse office has tracked mayfly emergences on radar since 2012, but radar alone can't prove that burrowing mayflies indeed had hatched. Only in-person observations can confirm that. So Steingraber approached Aaron Postumus, outreach coordinator for the USA National Phenology Network, which tracks the seasonal cycles of plants and animals to understand the effects of environmental changes. The network, based at the University of Arizona, uses an app called Nature's Notebook to allow volunteers from across the country to contribute data. You can do this as well. People could observe a tree in their backyard, for example, recording when it grows leaves, when those leaves change color, and when they start to fall. The data is available online for the public and for natural resource managers like the Fish and Wildlife Service. Today, Mayfly Watch is one of the network's campaigns. People can pick a location on the Mississippi River to visit regularly and document emergences, Postumus said, recording what type of mayfly they see, whether the insects are dead or alive, and how many there are. But only a few dozen people are logging burrowing mayfly emergences each year, compared to other campaigns that receive hundreds or even thousands of submissions. If they had more observations, Postumus said, they might be able to answer Steingraber's questions about the relationship between water temperature and mayfly emergences. With that information, they could give municipalities a warning about when to take practical steps ahead of a swarm, like turning lights off, and encouraging drivers to be cautious about road conditions. That could also provide on-the-ground evidence of whether the species is declining. So how do you participate in the Mayfly Watch on the Mississippi River? It says here, those interested in joining the citizen science campaign should start by creating a Nature's Notebook account. Select the Mayfly campaign and choose the location where you'll be making observations. For step-by-step instructions about how to make observations and for additional information, there's a website here that you can go to. It's the Mayfly Watch website. If I were you, I would just do a search for Mayfly Watch. But I'll give you this website if you want to write it down. It's fws.usanpn.org/campaigns/Mayfly Watch. But as I said, if I were you, I would just do a search on Mayfly Watch and it'll probably pop right up. And you too can count the mayflies. Stick around. We got the top of the hour news break coming up. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on. No, no, I gotta go. There's no starting over, no new beginnings. Time raises on. We just gotta keep on keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, what's coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice calling out for me. These shackles I made in a town to be free.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Own the outdoors with a Masterforce electric pressure washer. It offers incredible versatility for your cleaning applications. Its high-pressure soap cannon and quick-connect nozzles make any cleanup job easy. Right now, get a Masterforce 3000 PSI electric pressure washer for $355.99 after 11% off. Good through July 9th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.